Holy Family Foundation out of Milwaukee, and Lisa's first reader on this one.
So the Bradley Foundation project is a project that is a collaboration between the Linden Sculpture Garden that's in Milwaukee and also UW-Milwaukee Tech School of the Arts, their Innovative Teachers Institute, which has a social justice kind of aspect and use of pre-service teachers. It's also a partnership with Milwaukee-based school district. And but the project has a couple different phases. They're going to have an artist-in-residence named Rosemary Allison, who's a 76-year-old self-taught African-American artist that uses all kinds of materials like glass, leather, denim bracelets, bones, thrift shop materials, and repurposes them. And she's going to be developing something called a movable forest. And students are going to be able to, K-12 students will be going on field trips. They'll be introduced to her creative process and get some hands-on exploration. Also, there will be a Innovative Teacher Institute lab that where teachers will be able to engage and with the teachers in residence pilot concept. And then it looks like there will also be a summer camp that will be engaging, and then also the field trips and evaluation and artist-led tours in the fall. So it's kind of a larger project. Total cash expenses for the project, $42,662. They're asking $6,000. And their target youth are students in the Milwaukee district, so African-American students, Latino, white, individuals below the poverty line, and individuals with limited English proficiency and youth at risk. Since this is kind of a one-time project with this artist in residence, it sounds like a very daunting task with lots of moving parts. So I think that was the only concern, but there are a lot of strengths to this project. Obviously, there's high artistic merit, and students aren't just learning about the different materials that can be used. They're also being exposed to African-American discourse. They're being exposed to exhibitions and interactive art, and also being able to kind of work hands-on and see the connections there. So I thought those were all strengths.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. Marcy, comments on that one?
I thought that this was a really well thought out and very researched program. It appears they have very strong partnerships, and they even have staff who are, some of the teachers on staff are bilingual to better support their community. And they really, really did a good job of matching their own strategic framework and goals with the program. So it was very impressive. I thought it was, it's a big project. So there's a lot of effort and time and thought put into it. So it's hopefully will continue to sustain itself and move forward for years and years to come. I had questions about what the outline of their field trips would look like. I think they identified that there would be two-hour field trips, and for some younger age groups, that might be a long time. And how do they split up that time with especially the kindergarten to third grade groups? Mm-hmm. And then I noticed from some of the supplemental materials they provided that they charge a fee for field trips. But I don't remember them saying how they would help low-income and at-risk kids participate in the program when some of their field trip costs are high. But otherwise, I think it seems fantastic. Great, well-rounded program.
Great. Thanks, Marcy. Other comments on this one?
Yeah, I had a few questions on the field trips, too. It does seem like a very ambitious project, but it seems really well thought out. And again, I think it would have the potential to be sustainable.
Okay.